I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Black Friday means big sales and long lines at major malls and retailers, but tomorrow is its own shopping holiday, Small Business Saturday. It encourages people to support local businesses. The AJC reports the day has struggled to gain momentum since American Express started it in 2010, but some hope this could be its breakout year. The National Retail Federation projects about 71 million people will shop tomorrow. Businesses across Georgia say they're getting ready. In Perry, for example, shoppers can get a passport card stamped at participating stores and turn it in for a chance to win downtown dollars. And the city of Valdosta is offering gift wrapping for the shopping day, with proceeds going to the Relay for Life. Well, Thanksgiving may be over, but we still have several busy travel days ahead. The Department of Transportation has put out a list of some of the busiest times and areas to avoid around Atlanta. 11 Alive reports it's based on analysis of traffic patterns during Thanksgiving in 2016 and 2017, broken down into different areas of town. For instance, today GDOT recommends avoiding the roads in South Atlanta from noon till 2, West Atlanta from 3 to 6, and downtown from 7 till 9 p.m. The full list is on the state's 511 Twitter page. Well, two Southwest Georgia disaster recovery centers are closing next week. The Federal Emergency Management Agency centers in Early and Miller counties will close Monday at 6 p.m. FEMA officials say residents recovering from Hurricane Michael can visit other centers in the region, call the toll-free helpline, or access information online. In any event, the deadline to register for FEMA assistance in Georgia is December 13th. Well, last year's flu season hit Georgia particularly hard. 145 people died from the illness, and hospitals were swamped. This year, a Middle Georgia hospital is planning ahead. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The 14-bed mobile emergency room is set up across the street from Navicent Health in Macon. It has a pop-up tent for a waiting room and a trailer with a full surgical suite. That's on top of the hospital's 55 ER beds. Dr. John Wood heads up emergency medicine at Navicent. He says even the flu season has not hit the mid-state with much force yet, the added capacity has already helped.
So as the day progresses and it's a little bit busier, it stays full. And it's staying full till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Wood says the hospital will decide month to month whether to keep the one-of-a-kind mobile ER used last year by Grady Hospital in Atlanta. Georgia has already recorded one flu death in the 2018-2019 season. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
In sports, the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech will face off for the 113th time tomorrow. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on the rivalry known as clean, old-fashioned hate.
The annual game between UGA and Tech will take place at Sanford Stadium in Athens this year, the last home game for several Bulldog seniors, like defensive end Jonathan Ledbetter from Tucker, Georgia.
You know, I wouldn't want to have it any other way, you know, to be in Sanford with my brothers playing Georgia Tech, still chasing all our dreams.
Georgia Tech quarterback Taquan Marshall, who hails from Hamilton, Georgia, says the in-state rivalry holds a special meaning for many players.
I mean, it's a big rivalry game within the state. I know a lot of guys on the team, most of the guys from Georgia, so they know what the rivalry means.
UGA leads the all-time series with 66 wins, 41 losses, and 5 ties. The game will kick off at noon on Saturday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And the Atlanta Hawks host the Boston Celtics tonight at State Farm Arena, tip-off at 7:30 p.m. With a 3-15 record, the Hawks are in 14th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. The 9-9 Celtics are in 8th place. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.